One of my most anxiety-ridden moments in ministry occurred several years ago. I was serving a church in another city. The Christmas Eve service from our church was being broadcast live. It was being broadcast far and wide, in fact, on CBS television. The pews were packed with people, most of them with flushed cheeks from the cold. Anticipation crackled in the air. My job that evening was twofold. I was to light the Christ candle on the Advent wreath, number one, and secondly, I was to preach the Christmas sermon. The latter turned out to be a walk in the park compared to the former. You would think that lighting one candle would be easy. I thought so too, which is why I had not rehearsed. And that was a big mistake. The wreath was huge. I guess so it would show up well on television. It was suspended at an angle on wires so that everyone could see it. For a reason that must have made sense to someone, the worship leaders were to stand up in the chancel. The wreath was down here somewhere, and the lighter of the Christ candle was supposed to reach over the wreath and light the wick in the heart of the candle. Well, the time came for the lighting. I had the candle lighter in my hand. I reached over the wreath to light the wick, completely unable to see what I was doing. I groped around with that candle lighter for what seemed an eternity. It was no go. The people in the congregation started to squirm. I imagined that the people in TV land were squirming. I was perspiring. I could not get that candle lit. About the time my self-consciousness had increased to a life-threatening peak, the young Scottish minister standing next to me turned and whispered in my ear, "Go deep, Joanna, go deep." I tried one more time, and behold, there was a light shining in the darkness. I was grateful to be rescued from one of the most embarrassing moments of my life, and I have been grateful ever since for those two words, "go deep," because they capture so perfectly what happens on Christmas Eve. Almighty God, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things seen and unseen, Almighty God goes deep, takes the plunge deep into the heart of the human condition. What has come into being in the Word was life. And that life was the light of all people, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Tonight, Christ comes. For weeks, if not months, you and I have been getting ready for this Christmas holiday. Some were smart enough to buy your gifts early. Some even wrapped them early. Others, I know who you are. We'll have some wrapping to do later on tonight. Last week, I became ridiculously happy when I saw at my drugstore that the store was going to be open on Christmas Day, because I'm always not ready. I always need something. Last year, I sent Al out for eggs on Christmas morning. He finally found a little Latino food market 5 miles away. The Christian church sets aside a full 4 weeks for the purpose of preparing for the coming of the Christ child. My question for you tonight is, are you ready yet? Are you ready in the sense of being open to the coming of Christ into your life? Ready for his healing, for his love? Or are you filled up already with all your own stuff? Your work, your worries, your responsibilities, your anxieties about not quite being ready yet. That night when the TV cameras were waiting for me to light the Christ candle, if baby Jesus had come anywhere near me, I'd have said, "Go away. I'm too busy and worried right now for you." This Christmas Eve, I'm hoping that you and I are ready to welcome the Christ child. I need him. Our world needs him more than ever, more than ever. I think of that child's letter to God that reads, "Dear God, are you real? Some people don't believe it. If you are real, you better do something quick. Love, Harriet Ann." It took centuries for God to prepare the way for the coming of Christ, starting really back in the beginning, and then with the call of Abraham and the choosing of Moses and the prophets and the priests and the defeats and the triumphs, all of it culminating in the birth of the child in Bethlehem. And yet here is the great irony of Christmas. After all those centuries, the people weren't ready. Few would receive him. John was merely stating a tragic fact when he wrote. He was in the world. Indeed, the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. His own people would not accept him. Bethlehem wasn't ready. Even though the prophets had foretold it, that it would be in Bethlehem, this little town in Bethlehem, that the Messiah would come. But was there room for Jesus in the end? He came to spread the good news of salvation, but the religious authorities were threatened by what he had to say. They were nowhere near ready for him. He came to release men and women from the prisons of sin and separation they had built for themselves. But believe it or not, the people loved the prisons more than they wanted their freedom. They were not ready for release. They were not ready to hear his message. The world changing things, he said. "Blessed are the peacemakers, unless you become humble like a little child. If someone strikes you on one cheek, turn the other." And so it came to be that he was such a problem that the people begged for him to be crucified rather than the common criminal named Barabbas, the very ones who had prayed for the Messiah, could not tolerate him when he came. One has to wonder, when you look at the way things went, whether or not God's timing might have been a little off. Yes, his mother loved him, and most of the disciples, the crowds too, now and then. But maybe God should have waited a while, and it would have turned out differently. 2009, would this be a good year? Would the world be ready to receive him now? Paul thought that God knew exactly the right time. In his letter to the Galatians, he wrote, "When the fullness of time had come, God sent his son, born of woman. God sent his son, the one in whom the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. Christ came at exactly the right time. And if it seems as if you are not quite ready yet, it's not God's fault. It is our fault how often we say, just wait a minute. Let me have another day. Let me have a few more minutes. I promise this is the last story from that other church I will tell, but a hilarious thing happened one day. For some reason, the property manager was the person assigned to knock on the bride's door on the day of her wedding and to say, the organist is about to play the processional. It's time for you to come. The nice man, the property manager, was a Polish fellow named Leszek Pitka. One day, Leszek knocked on the bride's door. An anxious voice from the other side of the door said, I'm not ready. Come back in a minute. Time passed. Leszek returned. He knocked again. Again he heard, I'm not ready yet. With that, he took out his keys, unlocked the door, opened the door, put his hands on his hips and said, you are ready. God said it a little more gently. He used the voices of angels to say to those surprised shepherds, unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Forget about getting ready. God knows when to do God's own saving work. All you have to do is make him room when he comes. At this beautiful Christmas Eve service at Morningside Church, I have found myself year after year being opened up in a deeply important way to the coming of Christ into the world. Here, the music does the heavy lifting as the beautiful sounds sweep over us. We are drawn, you and I, we are drawn, each one, deep into the fullness of time. There is no moment like it in all the rest of the year. This is it, the fullness of time. I think of how old Ebenezer Scrooge woke up and realized there was still time to receive the gifts of new life that God wanted to give him. Charles Dickens writes, after the ghosts had visited him, the ghosts of Christmas present and past and Christmases to come, Scrooge realized that his life was his own to do with what he wanted, and what he wanted now was to be good and kind and happy. And happiest of all was knowing that time was his own and that he had time, enough time to make amends. The great thing about Christmas is that God wants to give us a time to be reborn, even as the baby is born, grace upon grace, light that shines in the darkness. These are the gifts that God offers us this night. Open your hands, receive them. One night long ago, a baby was born in a manger in Bethlehem. And still he comes to meet us where we are and to keep us as his own forever. Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Alleluia.